Yes, yes, yes. Oh, crap.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your I guess I better talk to myself until the switchboard unfreezes itself.
I hope everyone out there, you know, I mean, I'm so sorry about this. I'm in tears, but I'm going to wipe away the tears, and everything will be okay. And I'm just laying, you know, the sad doest stuff, and it's part of Blog Talk why I'm having this problem. But I'm not going to freak out. I'm just going to talk into the computer once I come back, like a good little computer. You know, tonight's show was going to be about so many different things. It was going to be about, you know, what's going on in the soaps and the soap rally. And now I lost this album. No, I haven't lost this album. Oh, come on. Come on, computer, be good, be nice. Okay, now is... Okay, I'm going to deep breathe. I'm going to... Yes! This was folded back. Okay. Okay. So I'm just... Okay, now I'm going to go. Come on, switchboard. Oh. Okay, the switchboard, I will be coming to you in about 3 seconds. Okay. Come on. Come on, come on. Yeah, okay, now it's not my computer, people. It's Blog Talk. You know, okay. Okay, I'm just going to just let it do its thing. I'm not going to panic. And, you know, I am just going to talk to you guys until it wants to book again. So like I said, tonight was gonna be a great show and still is, if it will let me do what I wanted to. So I guess I will be talking to myself for like a minute. Come on, Blog Talk, come on, Blog Talk. Okay, come on, Blog Talk. Come on, Blog Talk. You know what I hate, people? I hate, you know, okay, so since I have time, oh, come on. Don't you guys hate when the pop-ups happen? I hate pop-ups. I hate Blog Talk right now. I see you guys on the switchboard. So I'm doing the best I can, and so, if we don't get any results in 10 minutes, I'm giving up, but I'm seeing everything I can do. Okay. Okay, yes. It just hates me tonight, you guys, for some reason. It really hates me. Okay, and I had so many things to talk about tonight, and now I'm mad because it will not cooperate. And I really hate pop-ups, people. Why company do pop-ups? I want to know because, okay. I'm doing the best I can. Blog Talk. Okay, now. Okay. Oh, you gotta be kidding me, Blog Talk. Now you want me to sign back in? Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't find this funny. I mean, you know, I mean, there were so many things I wanted to talk about. I mean, I was looking forward to this show tonight. I was, like, totally looking forward to it. And now I'm deciding. I think it's Blog talking on me now, you guys, because, you know, come on, okay. Okay, now the switchboard is back. Come on. Okay, I just want to clear up things while I have the time, I guess. You know what, you guys, do not read photos. Do not read anything. Okay, guys. You know, it's funny. It's loading the page. Come on. It's loading the page and everything, so come on, Blog Talk, let me do my job. I love hosting the show, and I'm mad about things, and, you know, I'm afraid we are probably going to get, like, okay, I'm afraid that, you know, we are this. Okay. God, I hope you guys are not mad at me because you know what? Okay. You guys, you know what? Okay. This is Marlboro. Okay. You know, I'm, yeah, okay. Yay! Okay, you guys, I'm letting you on. 443, you on?
Hey, Candace.
Hey, Christy, you on?
Yay! Hello.
Hello. Are you on?
Yay! Hello, everyone.
And 907, you on? And Amy, you on? And Cheryl, you on now?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Okay.
Hi, Carrie. I was trying to tell you that we could hear you, but you weren't getting our information, I guess.
No, Carly.
It makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah, Carly. Yeah, we could hear you, Carly. Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah, we heard you. Yeah, we heard the whole thing.
We heard you loud and clear, Carly.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
You made my night, Carly. I've been looking for something to really make me laugh.
I fixed it up.
Really?
Chatting. Okay, I just have something to say regarding the end of today's show. I've been watching.
Don't drink
okay,
coffee
no.
when you're talking on this show. It's funny.
When Michael came with Abby to see his grandfather, Edward, and when Edward asked him to work for him, he said yes, but only if Abby can work for me. Her face, the expression on her face was like, yeah. And then Jason looked at Abby. I don't know, that might have been just me, but the way Jason was looking at Abby, like her facial expression, I don't know. I took it as maybe something more than it actually probably was, but I had to keep rewinding the scene because she looked really, really, really darn happy that Michael had asked Edward to have her work there.
Uh-huh.
And Jason
okay.
was, like, questioning
was
that
Jason
look.
Was Jason curious or was Jason
No, yeah, Jason was,
for.
Like, curious. He's like, why was
yeah.
her face, like, why was she looking mm-hmm. like that? As
I
if
thought
Jason
Abby
was,
I
like,
thought
we
Abby
have
Abby
another
was...
call.
Block number, you're on the O2.
I don't watch.
I thought
so
Abby
was
working
know.
For the other team
okay.
all along.
Whoever had the block number.
I thought
too.
That Abby and Sam were in on some kind of
something.
Scene
yeah,
together.
Before we get back to it, block number, you're on the O2.
God, you
whoever
can
has.
Everybody
whoever has
over.
The block.
Yes.
We just got to be careful nobody talks over everybody now. Okay?
No, this is Kathy. We had a news break.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Oh, I'm so glad you called back in.
Of course I did. We had a news
hi.
Break. We had a news break in Massachusetts, and we didn't see it. So I have to watch it on SoapNet. I'm recording
yeah.
right now.
If
we
you
had
watch
a news,
it, you
we
let
had
me.
A news, we had a news break. I couldn't believe it. I was so pissed. News
mm-hmm.
break. The
could
whole
you just
hour.
Have, could you just imagine having a news break with the really good Liz and Jason scene or something?
Oh,
that would
will.
Have been that's terrible.
Yeah. It sucked.
That happens to us here
it.
In Alaska all the time. All the time. Either a news
well,
break
you
would have
heard it
sudden.
If Jason and Elizabeth had scenes today.
But
you would have heard about
you
it.
You can talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, I know.
It.
Definitely. Definitely.
You can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
yeah.
it. I don't care.
And you also caught it on YouTube
mm-hmm.
or something. But,
yeah.
Can
I
just say something though, you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Chrissy kissed Ethan.
Oh,
hallelujah.
That's the only clip I watched from today. That was nice. That was a nice surprise.
I know.
Now,
do you think Sunny's going to hurt Ethan?
He better not.
I
is.
I love Ethan and Christina. I love them together. I want them together.
Yeah,
so
do I.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Yeah,
yeah
I don't
know. Okay, let's be positive because Alexis says something, even though I haven't watched today so all week, but I heard what Alexis said about Allie was the one that told me about how they were fighting, and Alexis said something about Allie, help me here, about Abby and Michael.
I know, really.
Oh,
he's not.
Ethan. Sonny was a hypocrite because he was letting Michael live with an ex-stripper. And Sonny was going, well, that's different. And
because
Alexis
he's a boy.
Asked how, and he's like, because Michael's a boy.
He said
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Double standard.
Are you serious?
Oh,
he did
that
not
is
say
a
that.
Total double standard.
Yeah.
That is total.
But you know
oh
what,
my
though?
God.
It was like every other father.
What a sexist pig.
Every father has said that about his, whatever his little
yes.
girl.
Yep.
And what about Brenda with Sonny? She was 18 years old when she fell in love with Sonny. He's older
I know,
than her.
You know, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what Brenda was also
give
saying. Brenda was like, honey, do you really think my dad approved of me falling in love with you when I was 18?
Mm-hmm. I don't really. But I think Ethan's not that much older than her. He's supposed to be
no.
playing someone.
He's only like 6 years older. She even said that even Brenda was counting it when she had mentioned
yeah.
how old, when Christina had mentioned how old to Brenda, and she's like 5 years, and Brenda was like, oh, that's kind of old when you're 18, but if you know. But
I think if the show continues, she will marry Ethan. She said she's going to marry
Ethan. I love
Ethan.
Them together.
I love it.
And, you know, I don't. Someone said on Trinu, Christina is almost like Sam. I don't view
no,
Christina
she's not.
Like
Oh, no, I don't really get that comment. What,
yeah,
what is that about Christina that would be like Sam?
You know, the Leos and fans have been really fired. I should not have read that article, the magazine article from the...
You know what?
Okay.
She has absolutely... Who the hell does she think she is?
I know.
To say what is never going to happen or
I
what
know.
Is going to happen.
And how does she know that Garen Wolf won't go ahead and change it right around? Just because it's written doesn't mean, or if it is,
she
doesn't mean that you can't...
Shit. She doesn't
weren't
know.
You,
I know.
Aren't you glad Sim was
that
pregnant?
That just screams, I'm
upset,
I know it, now you know it too. That's
yeah.
what it screams.
That, exactly.
That's what it screams, and she should be fired, in my opinion.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
If Rebecca had said something like that, she would have been fired. If
Who's
Rebecca
that?
Had said something like that,
absolutely.
She would have been fired.
Absolutely,
oh.
she would
yeah.
have.
Mm-hmm. I'm
but you know what?
You guys,
you know what? If everybody starts,
I can't hear it.
You know,
should have been fired?
And
who
would be?
I saw Callie Monica because she said she made a statement in the magazine, in the new magazine about I don't know exactly what the statement was, and about, you know, she was kind of trying to cause friction between the liaison and the Jasam fans. She said that it's never going to happen, and
she asked it. She has absolutely no right to say that. And I cannot believe that she gets away with it.
What
this
is
the first time that she's done it.
Let me
this is not the first time that she's just a fan of Jason and Elizabeth. It's not
exactly.
the first time. It won't be the last.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say, and people are asking in this album, what Oracle and the Stephen Kelly interview in SOD. Okay. SOD is so popular, Digest, not, yeah,
you know
okay,
what?
It's
that
not.
Magazine, that magazine?
I get that. I get so popular, Digest.
By Brian Franz. I believe
yes.
that he dictates what is said and what is not said. They always do
exactly.
They always diss Rebecca.
Yes.
They always have something snide to say about her.
Carly?
And
mm-hmm.
they always praise, they call her Beauty Monaco and all this other shit. Fuck them. Fuck them.
No, I don't like her in True Life.
Carly?
Yeah.
I don't like her in True Life.
Carly, this is Debbie from
like
Fight
her
for ABC. So
selfish, conceited.
Wait, you guys, hold
it's
on.
Hold
wait,
on.
Wait, you guys. Okay, what did you say?
I said
Carly,
I don't like her in True Life.
Yeah, this is Debbie.
No.
Oh, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
I'm trying, but it's so hard because I keep talking on top of people and I don't want to
yeah.
do
okay,
that.
You guys,
and I don't
want to
stay.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to stay on with you guys. If I could just get 2 minutes, I swear to God, I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Sure.
I'm calling from Alaska, so
wow.
I just wanted to say a couple things really, really quick that were important. If I could get 2 minutes.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Oh, bless you. Okay. Okay, first of all, thank you for doing this show. This is the second time I've heard the show, and I didn't know anything about it. Silas kind of got me interested, and I've been really just loving blog radio. I didn't even know what blog radio was until the soap moment, so I love it. This is the first time I've called. So, and I must admit, it's been kind of funny. I'm talking to some people in instant chats, and they're listening and laughing because they're like, I can't hear half of what's going on because everybody's talking on top of
yeah.
each other. So,
anyway,
yeah, but anyway, this is the important stuff, okay?
Okay.
Right now, and please, please, please listen to this, because not only am I the creator of Fight for ABC Soaps movement, I also am working behind the scenes with people. So we know a lot more that's going on than is being said. But but before anybody jumps on me about why and who and where and how and think about this. If we were a sports team, if we were a football team, and we had a playbook, and we had a big game coming up on Saturday, you know, I'm a Bears fan, so we'll say the Bears and the Raiders, my husband's game. We have a big game coming up. We have a playbook, and we've been working and working and working really hard to beat this team. We are not going to give the Raiders our playbook. We are not going to put it out there. We're not going to tell people. We're going to be quiet. We're going to work behind the scenes, and then come the game day, we're going to pow and go in there and beat them. Okay? So happening? What's happening is the playbook, we're trying to keep it quiet.
Okay? Yeah.
Now, there's a couple things I can tell you that I know right off the bat.
Okay.
Anybody who listened to Silas' radio show last night knows that we got a reply back from Disney. Okay? We got a legal reply.
Wow.
But, okay? It wasn't that great in one aspect, as they basically said, tough, blah, blah, whatever. And we're sending back, this woman sent three letters. She was an educator, wonderful, wonderful lady, Mary Lou. Why they picked her, we'll never know. And there may be more coming, or there may be more out there. We just don't know. But it was sent by a legal representative. It was not sent by Bob Iger or any of the other people that people are emailing and writing. Anyway, the good part of this is that they did play their hand, and they did tell us what they were willing not to do. So this is the big thing, okay? Us calling Disney, us writing Disney, us emailing Disney every single day, trying to find new numbers, new people, new names, is not doing us any good. And I'll tell you why. We can write them till we are blue in the face. We could have Bob Iger send back 500,000, you know, thank you for writing us, but the whole thing we need to do right now, and if you don't know about it, please ask, is we have a soap coupon campaign going on.
Yes.
And if I can take 2 seconds, I'll explain it. It's very simple. You can find these coupons on Suds TV. You can go to Fight for Our ABC Soaps Movement and find them there. If you do not have a printer, if you do not want to, you know, pay to send in a coupon, you can come to our movement. You can inbox me. I will send in hundreds of coupons for you if you can come up with the names. I've been doing it for the last 3 days, and I've got over 260 coupons that I'm putting in the mail on Monday. So what we're trying to do is come up with 500,000 of these, okay, number one. Number two, as the movement continues with this, these soap coupons, we will be getting more people behind the scenes involved. You already know that we're on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. And if you don't, we were. Let's make sure people know that. You know we've been in Globe magazine. And as of today, the July 4th issue is coming out. We have a two-page spread in there with the coupon.
Okay? International
with the coupon. Next week we'll be in another soap magazine. I'm not sure if it's been said out loud, so I'm not going to say it. And the week after that, it will be in another soap magazine.
Okay, I don't remember your name, but
Debbie,
it has been said. Debbie, it has been said. It will be in the ABC. Okay, it will be in the ABC Soaps in Depth, and then the CBS Soap in Depth. I don't know which one will come first, but you know, but yeah, it will
be
in both of them.
Well, the whole idea, Carly, we have a 6 week plan. Every week, something new is coming out. But if we put all six things out at once, people won't do what they need to do. Right now, right now, our plan is very simple. Get a coupon, fill it out, send it in. I mean, it can't be any easier. If you don't want to fill it in or send it out, like I said, you know, I will be posting every place I can to make sure that people can contact us, and we will send them in for you. It is that simple. We need a name, we need a city, we need a state, we need a zip code, and we need a cable or satellite provider. If you do not have a cable or satellite provider, just put in the line or whoever you're sending it to, I don't watch it that way. A lot of people don't, which is fine. And this can be anywhere in the world, by the way. So if you have family overseas, get their mm-hmm. names, get their addresses, and find out how they watch these shows. Or if they don't watch these shows, if they want to watch these shows, how could they watch these shows? What is it they're watching TV on over there in Italy or France or Spain or, you know, Germany? What is it they're watching TV on? Okay?
Okay.
That's the huge thing right now. We need there's kind of a laugh going on with the soap movement. It's called herding the soap cats because of our little rats. Okay, we need to herd the soap cats, and right now the soap cats need to be doing soap coupons, period, absolute period. That's what we need to do. You can go in and say thank you to Globe. You can go in and say thank you to Wall Street Journal. That's a wonderful thing to do, and we should. But every other, you know, minute of the day that you've got, please, please try to find names for these coupons. You can use mm-hmm. one coupon per person in your house. If you have seven people in your house, by God, you have seven coupons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let me repeat that. One per person, not per box, per person in your house. From anybody who watches that TV.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have any questions about the soap coupons, the soap movement?
No.
The magazines?
But I'm just telling you, people, because I did this until you know where this is going. Because I go to the casino sometimes, and so I bought a bunch of soap coupons with me because I just thought, why not? But I accosted this lady in the bathroom. I don't know what got over me. And I said, you know, do you want daytime? Because if you don't know what is going on, and she looked at me, and she goes, well, I used to. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, that's why I didn't say that in my mind. Well, that spoon was one reason, because that woman had not been washing the soaps. But, no. So, she did not want to take the coupon first. And I was just like, I was staring like I was probably like staring like something like a, I don't know, but I got her and she's going to do it. And then I went to Target today and I was putting the little coupons in all the state soap magazine. I put them in a couple of people magazine. So, you guys, that's what
good
you should
do.
Good
for you.
Yeah.
Now, let me mention one other thing is that this, a lot of people are using this just as soaps, and I go on to all the scripted TV. And scripted TV, a lot of people get confused what that means. Scripted TV means that anybody who needs to use a script to learn lines. So we're talking about CSI, Criminal Minds,
yep.
Bully,
yep.
You know, I can't even, there's so many shows. If it's not a talk show, if it's not a reality show, and even reality shows, as far as I'm concerned, are scripted sometimes.
Scripted.
But if it's not
yes,
a talk show,
yeah.
it's not a weight show,
some
it's
are,
not
yeah.
a reality
some
show.
Some talk shows are too, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So scripted TV, what we are in danger of losing, folks, is scripted TV. We
yep.
will end up with reality uh-huh. talk, weight, loss, sports. That will be our TV, period.
Yeah. But
and
yep.
so
yeah.
when you talk
yeah.
to people, if they don't watch soaps, ask them if they watch TV. If they say they watch TV, ask them what their favorite show is. If they say CSI, which most people do, then say, do you know that it was one day? CSI was one day from being cut. I read a huge article about it. They saved it. Criminal Minds was only about a week from being cut. They did cut the new
that's
one.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. If you like
they
Brothers
lot,
and Sisters, if you like Off the Map,
yeah.
if you like V, I mean, I can go on and on and on. Ghost Whisperer, yeah. Medium. There's been so many wonderful scripted shows that have been canceled. If
yep,
we get
yep,
this,
yep,
if we
yep.
get this soap
Chicago
channel
Coast.
Going,
they had one
we could possibly
fantastic.
Get. Yes, we could possibly get these canceled scripted TV shows that we love so much back and give
yep.
them a home.
Yes.
So make sure that you just don't
yeah.
go with soaps. You know, make sure that you talk about scripted TV. That's what we
right.
want people to understand.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways you can go about these coupons. Take them to your doctor's office. Go to the library. Go to your chamber of commerce. Oh, my God, there's so we were talking about it. Put them on bulletin boards at grocery stores, laundromats. We're going to have a whole list at the Fight for Our ABC Soaps. There's a new group called coupon campaign. We will have every possible way you can send a coupon, every place, you know, every creative idea. If you have ideas, let us know. Go to your local email, your Yahoo groups, and find out what your local email groups are. And go make an email and say, hey, do you guys watch soaps? Do you watch scripted TV? Please send this in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
No, I was agreeing with you. I'm like,
oh, okay.
You know? Yeah, I mean, because if you guys think about how many shows have been one day from being canceled, I always think of that show, Crab, that was on CBS a year or two, and the fans brought it back for another season, but I don't remember what that
was. Jericho. Jericho.
Jericho. Oh,
mm-hmm.
gosh, that
Jericho.
Was a really great show. Yeah,
I was part.
That
I
was
part of that.
I heard that.
I was part
really?
Of
really? You were?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So I know what happens. And
okay,
and
yeah.
What I'm here to
and
tell you, folks, is we are not saving these soaps on ABC. So don't even think about it, okay? They're gone. ABC, it's gone. Don't even sweat it. What we want to do when we get the coupons in, when we get our 500,000 coupons in, we'll have a home for our soaps. Don't worry about it. We'll have it. But if you don't build it, they won't come. And you know,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We have to build it. We have to show. You know, if you were, let's say you were Bob Iger, would you want to sell something to, you know, oh say I don't know 3,000 fans, or would you want to sell something to 500,000 fans? You know, you really have to think about this. And right now, we do have a whole bunch of groups on Facebook and some going on Twitter and some on the web and some off the web. We're all over the place. People really don't even know who everybody is, tell you the truth. But if we could all do the same thing, we would have a chance to win this. And right now, that coupon, and it's such a simple thing to do. You know, you don't have to question it. It doesn't cost you anything but a stamp. And if you don't want to use the stamp, you can have somebody else put it in by just giving them your name. You know,
well,
it's so easy.
There's a site on there that just wants you to make phone calls. And
who? To where, though?
To all these.
Oh, to
ABC,
you mean?
To this and that. And I think it's a waste of time.
It is. And that's what I'm trying. That's why I called in tonight. I mean, I've talked to Silas probably for the last 2 weeks, 6 or 7 times. I've talked to several people behind, you know, the lines. After the show yesterday,
I've made the phone calls. But they
started freaking
I've made
calling
phone
and writing
calls.
ABC.
I'm sorry. And by the way, Debbie, I know this is your first time, but, you know, you are allowed to swear. We swear on here.
I'm married to a Marine, and I try really hard not to have a sailor's mouth, so I catch myself
There's a site on there that everybody's wasting their time. It says tasks for the day, and it gives you tasks that you have to do every day. And, you know, I made phone calls, but you know what? Personally, I think it's a waste of time.
Is this Terry, by the way?
Because I can just delete them, too.
Who am I talking to besides Carly?
Yeah, I'm Carly. Terry, my co-host.
Terry? I'm the co-host. I'm Terry.
Hi. Your voice has kind of changed, Nywin. I think I'm talking to two people here. Okay.
I made the comment. I'm Kathy. I made the comment about... I made the comment about tasks for the day, and they give you these tasks every day, and it's calling all these... places, and I just think it's voicemail, and no one's going to listen to the voicemail. They're just going to cut it right off. I think it's a waste of time.
And if I can tell you, if I can, do you remember the old thing that the grandmas used to tell us is that you can catch a lot more bees and flies with honey than vinegar?
Right.
Yep.
You know, if we keep angering these people, what good is that going to do us? We could be writing coupons and finding people to send, you know, finding names to put on these coupons to send in instead of calling voicemails and sending, emails and letters. And it's not going to work, people. And that's what I'm hoping everybody listening to this will take away from this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop writing Disney. Please stop calling Disney. Please stop emailing
Disney. It's pissing them off.
Well, and it's no good. It's doing us no good. They don't care.
Yeah.
If they're going to sell, they're going to sell. But they're only going to sell if we prove there's a market for them to sell. The whole reason that these soaps are leaving is because of rating and money. Okay, so we have to show them, hey, Nielsen, 1950, it's old, it's outdated. You know, we watch it on TiVo, we VCR it, we watch it online, we watch it on SoapNet. You know, we're out there. You just are not counting us. So we need to prove that we're counted, and this coupon campaign will do it. Because, folks, Facebook, we're only getting, believe all those names you see out there, we're only getting 5% of those people.
I know.
In these groups on Facebook. 5%.
I know.
That means if we have 300,000 people, what are we getting there? You know, I mean, this is nothing. So we have to get the people offline. And the way to get them offline is through this soap coupon campaign. We need to bring it around the world.
It pisses me off that ABC has had offers and they won't sell. That pisses me off.
Well, Kathy.
And that's the other thing. That's the other thing I wanted to hit if I could, okay? Every time we do something good, every time something great comes out, like the Wall Street Journal article came out, absolutely amazing. The next morning, a rumor started. Okay? The Globe magazine came out. The next day, a rumor started. The protest came out. The pictures, the advertisement, a rumor started. Okay?
I am
here to tell you, it doesn't matter what people are saying about rumors. NBC, Sony, Disney, it doesn't matter. Those things don't matter to us. Okay, there are things in the background. If nothing else, take away from this show, there are things going on in the background that we don't know about.
Right.
That will help us save our soaps if we do what we're being asked to do. And all we're being asked to do right now is fill in a freaking coupon.
Yeah, I know how hard it is. Yeah.
If we can't fill in a coupon, I'm sorry, folks. We don't deserve keeping these shows. That's all I gotta
say. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
I am disabled. I'm sitting at home, housebound, and I still can come up with 260 names. Now, if I can do that, I know that everybody else can do it too, and they've got ways.
If people could send in 20,000 through a campaign through their favorite couple or whatever, 20,000 letters to their office, then. People could do this coupon thing, you know?
Yes.
Because you're not talking now about a whole...
If you've got a group that has 5,000 people in there and there's 1,000 people working, that's 1,000 coupons. If they have a father that lives with them and a mother a husband or a wife that lives with them and a mother and a father that lives down the street, that's 4 coupons. That's 4,000 coupons. I mean, do you see how easy that is to start adding up? And like I said, we're not even asking you to spend the stamp. If you don't want to go and get a stamp, give us the names. We'll put them in for you. You don't even have to put your street address anymore. We've now gotten rid of that. We only need your name, your city, your state, your zip, and what your cable or satellite provider is. There's no excuses anymore. Before people were like, I don't want to give you my address. Well, we don't need it anymore. We don't need it to count you anymore. And that's big for people to know. And the other thing for people to know is these coupons are going to one of our soap cats' house. These are not going to a cable provider. These are not going to Disney. They're not some stalker. This is Cassandra, one of the big four from the leadership team.
Cassandra.
To her house.
Cassandra calls in.
People probably won't even look at your name. They will only see your coupon. Now I'm not saying that if we have, 30,000 coupons sitting on our floor that somebody might not pick up two and say, hey, let's see if we can contact these people. I'm not saying that. So don't go get your phone book out and start writing all the addresses out of your phone book, even though it sounds like a great idea.
I was thinking of taking my neighbor's name off my condo, but I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Knock on the door at your neighbor's house and tell them what we're doing and ask if you can borrow her name.
Well,
I mean, all they can do is say no, Terry, right?
All they can
do is say no.
We have another caller I'm going to bring on.
No, that's okay. Those were the big things that I wanted. Forget
I'm
the
so
rumors.
Glad you came on here.
I'm so glad you came on here
and give us a little bit of a hint at what's going on.
You can link also with your website and... I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook,
I have a lot of friends.
I'm on your Twitter, Carly, but I don't think I'm on your Facebook. I'm not sure.
Okay,
I'll
well,
have to
I
check,
will.
But I don't think so.
I have a lot of friends today that are buying the Globe.
Go buy the Globe.
My boyfriend went out today and bought the Globe, and it was they didn't have it in the supermarket. He bought the last
one. Wow, really?
Yeah,
got
they
sold
he
out,
bought
huh?
the last. He bought the last one. It was still
yeah,
in the
supermarket.
Yeah,
we didn't have it either.
Wow.
We didn't have the July 4th one. Oh, and the July 4th one is the one that has the article, folks. So if you buy last week's, don't tell people there's no article in there because it's not in last week's. It's in July 4th.
Well, at least he bought the Globe.
Well, that's what we said. If they bought last
yeah.
week, then they'll buy this week's too. Hey, we doubled
mm-hmm.
up the exposure for the Globe, you know?
I know.
Exactly.
And isn't
out,
it like, true that Silas was saying that the Globe, the people that own the Globe also own a couple of the soap magazines too, right? I remember Silas was
there's
saying
a rumor, there's a rumor about that. Again, it's another rumor. And,
yeah.
And I think that what's going on is that, again, you got to remember, every time something great happens, somebody throws a rumor out.
Exactly.
And if we start worrying about
well, I heard
who
it from Silas.
What,
because he had said that. He was talking to a caller on the phone. He said, did you know that the people on the Globe own two of the soap magazines? And I didn't know that. I hadn't known that.
Oh, Silas said that. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, Silas
gotcha,
had
gotcha.
Said that. Yeah.
Gotcha,
he
gotcha,
said
gotcha.
That. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's probably true. I mean, it,
yeah.
it, and if Silas said it, I'm sure it is true.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, yeah.
But what if
it's just, we, you know, I never know what's been said and what hasn't, so I just
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
just,
but what,
I think
I
the biggest thing is we just don't want to get into rumors. We don't want to
no,
take people
yeah.
off task. You
yeah,
know,
I know.
If the Globe is willing to help us save our soaps and they, you know, they own a couple of soap magazines that we really don't know about it, hey,
yeah.
more power to us.
I know, huh?
But I just
maybe
think,
they aren't worried
yeah.
about getting their soap magazines
yes.
recognized, but they're worried about getting the Globe recognized. And, if you know, they saw what we did with Hoover. So
I,
anybody
yeah.
who paid
so, yeah.
attention to Hoover.
Okay. Who was trying to say something?
Oh, no, I was just, it's Kathy. I was just saying those phone calls, I think, hurt us more because I think people are mad, and I think they're saying more bad things. I think they're being...
Yeah.
really upset and saying
well,
things on the phone that are hurting us because they're being nasty. And
well,
I don't know
that,
what these people are saying,
that,
but I think these phone calls that there's one site that are giving daily tasks to
yeah.
what you have to do, and I don't think that's helping us. I went to the site the other night, and it was daily tasks for today, and have you done your daily task? And
yeah, but...
You know, I don't think that's good, and
mm-hmm.
I think someone should
well,
tell
them. Good, but when you have actresses pissing you off and saying things that shouldn't be said, and people calling in,
exactly.
I mean, it's their right to
and
call in and complain.
BBC,
you know, and those messages
emails.
Are not getting heard.
BBC emails and this and that, and you have to do this today, and you have to do that, and you have to call
mm-hmm.
these numbers. And they had a big list of numbers, and some of the numbers were to these people that don't even have anything to do with any higher-up.
Yeah,
no.
And
Kathy, if I could, if you would join us at Fight for Our ABC Soaps movement, we get people in, and then we kind of send them to the different groups of where they're interested in being. We work with all the groups that are willing to work to save our soaps, okay? There are many, many more of us that are interested in saving our soaps, dropping the egos at the door. You know, we
mm-hmm.
all feel like we're one big leader, not you know, 200 of us. We're all doing this. Every single one of us
well,
is leading this movement.
Why don't you go to this site and get them into it? I'll tell you what it is.
Well, we've tried, and what I'm we know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just say that, we know who they
yeah.
are. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't want to work with us. They're pretending to work with us,
oh,
but they're not.
Oh my gosh.
And we know who they are. And all I can say is, please go look for someone who is doing the task that we're doing, which is.
Well,
the
I'm probably on that. I'm probably on that site because I've connected with everyone.
Well, everybody, anybody you can find that's doing a coupon,
yes.
that's the site to go to.
Yes,
yeah.
Amy.
What is it?
I got to get going, hon. I just wanted to say I have to get going because I got to get
the stuff. Damn, Blog Talk. I'm out of Blog Talk right now.
We're going?
Amy, we are starting on Monday, right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are we saying goodbye?
Amy just has to go.
Amy. Okay. Bye, ladies.
Bye, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm bringing 864 on, too. 864, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Carly. It's Spin, Fix, and Ella. How are you?
Yay!
Oh,
hey, Spin.
Hi.
I just wanted to...
how are you doing?
I'm great. I wanted to echo Debbie's comments about the coupon campaign. It is the easiest thing we've done yet and probably the most important at this point.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to encourage everybody. I wanted to address just very quickly the comment that Kathy had made about the Disney not wanting to sell our soaps in the article, the rumor that's been out that Soap Opera Network put out.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I really wanted to talk about that because I think there are a few things in that article that suggest to me that we need to use our logical reasoning skills and spell. First of all, if you read through the article, there is no named source at all.
Yeah, that's right.
For where this information came from. And that troubles me because, you know, that's not very good journalism when you don't name a source at all. And sometimes, you know, I know journalists protect their sources, but there's nothing factual in this article. And the other thing that concerns me is writing an article like this is very irresponsible to me, primarily because we have no information from the article or anywhere else as to what these offers were.
Yeah.
Disney may have legitimately, very legitimately, rejected offers for these shows. And I just think that, you know, I mean, I've not defended Disney very much, but I have to defend them in a situation like this because I just am uncomfortable at, you know, somebody suggesting they won't sell our soaps when we don't have that information at all.
You
know, I'm sorry, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but this is how I fucking feel. It comes from Soap Opera Network, okay? I don't trust Ryan as far as I can throw him.
Ryan. This is not Ryan. This is Errol Lewis' website.
I think they're pompous enough to do that.
That is Soap Opera Source that has Ryan, and I agree. I think they do a lot of copycat, you know, journalism, as it were. But this is actually Soap Opera Network, Errol Lewis's website.
Okay.
Yes. And I found it very irresponsible that he got no comment from Disney. And of course, they may not have commented, but unless we know what those offers were, we cannot assess whether Disney is legitimately turning down offers or not. I mean, if it was, you know, me and a couple of friends of mine calling up Disney and saying, "Hey, I want to buy the soaps for, you know, a few bucks," they're going to turn that down. You know, so we have no idea what the legitimacy of the offers were, who made the offers. We know nothing. And I just don't think that we can infer that Disney categorically will not sell the soaps. And in fact, you know, Disney may be better positioned to license the soaps than to sell the soaps.
They're worried about the Chew and the Revolution. They're worried because they don't know if they're going to make it. If the Chew fails,
they won't make it.
They're not. I mean,
yeah, they will not fucking make it because you know
not
what?
At all.
You take, you know, in a day, 80 year, you know, history of soaps. I mean, I'm saying 44 AMC, One Life to Live, put them together, and you have 80. You do that in one day, and people really want, people don't need to see another fucking talk show. And do we really want to see one where it's about weight loss and all that? No. Oh, yeah, let's do a weight loss cooking show, and then right after, let's do a weight loss show. Any, I mean, back to back.
What about the chew? A bunch of chefs talking about stuff. I don't think it's going to make it. I don't think it's going to make it.
Now, how about Mario Batelli? Come on. I mean,
they're waiting on me to watch.
Well, me either.
Yeah,
I don't watch anything they put in that time slot. I don't know about you guys, but I don't care who they put on. I already told them they could put my favorite actor and actress on, and I still wouldn't watch it. Because
yeah,
I'm loyal to my soaps, and that's the way
like,
it is, and
I've
watched it.
Me
you
too.
You know, I like Michael Simon on the Food Network. I do like him. I'm not going to watch him in the day on some show talking about food and all that stuff. I will never watch that show. I don't think it's going to make it, and if that doesn't make it, I guess they're going to... If that doesn't make it, they have plans, maybe, for One Life to Live to go in.
That's
there.
What I
okay,
read.
That's another unfortunate rumor. Let me address that to you with your logical reasoning skills.
Okay.
Because I think that was completely fallacious reporting.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and here's why. Okay, the Chew does not debut until September. Okay,
yep.
Got that? ABC. One of the few comments that we have heard from ABC was Brian Franz, who has indicated that Disney is going to give these new shows time to acquire an audience. They know beyond a doubt that the soap fans are furious, and they know that the soap fans are not going to watch these shows. What
yeah.
they hope, though, is to pull in other people. There's no way that a show that starts in September that they've made this much hype about and literally destroyed, as Carly pointed out, 80-plus years of soap opera and iconic programming, there's no way that they're going to pull the plug on that within 2 months. Because if they start in mid-September and One Life to Live studios go dark in mid to late
November.
There's that show. That's why I'm saying that article. Uh-oh, what's that?
Oh, my God, that was funny.
That's why I've been so vehement about the irresponsibility of that article, because right there, Kathy just told us, you know, it gives soap fans hope that this is what's going to happen, and it slows down our efforts when soap fans see rumors like that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's not even a possibility.
I'm
going to
go, everybody. I'm going to get on Liaison Radio. So you guys can join me on the
Chris, I will try and come, I will what I mean.
I know
I'm the co-host,
okay.
But yeah.
All right. Bye, Lily.
I had one more quick thing I wanted to point out about a problem I had with that article. You know, how many times have we been spoken down to pejoratively by bloggers and all kinds of people in the soap business who tell us as soap fans, oh, you're thinking with your emotions. You've got to put on your business brain.
Oh, God,
Whoever wrote that article did not put on their business brain at all.
Sitting on the couch eating our bonbons.
Because, you know, the article talks about, you know, ABC's being spiteful, you know, by not selling these shows. I mean, that is clearly the implication from the article. And spite is not a business-minded emotion.
No,
it isn't.
And I feel like we have to remember, when all is said and done, that Disney is a publicly held corporation that answers at the end of the day to their shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And I can assure you that when this issue comes up, and it may, at a shareholder meeting, for example, you know, Disney can't just say we turn down legitimate offers because we're spiteful towards soap fans. That's not a good answer.
No, it's not.
And that's not an answer that Disney is going to give. So
nope.
My feeling is very much when Disney gets the right offer from the right people, they will accept those offers, that offer.
I don't think they will.
Why do you think they won't?
Because they're afraid that it's going to do well on another station.
Let me address that, because obviously I've heard that. Let me tell you how Disney can win-win and still make a bunch of money. If you look at what ABC is doing, they are getting into less and less production costs, okay? Their whole point with the Chew and the Revolution was to lower their own cash outlay of production costs.
And they want reality shows.
Well, because they're cheaper to produce. But with this Katie Couric show, I think they kind of showed their hands a little bit, because their only real cash outlay is the guarantee to Katie Couric of $20 million over 2 years.
More than that.
Well, they're going to syndicate that show so that their production costs are de minimis. They'll get their cash outlay back for certain because of the way that they plan to distribute that show in syndication. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
What Kathy's argument is, and that's the argument that a lot of the bloggers are putting out there, is that, oh, they're not going to run the risk of selling shows and letting them succeed. My point is, from a business standpoint, if I were Bob Iger and I wanted to bring value to my shareholders and lower my production costs, I would license these shows to a production company. I would let that production company bear the cost of producing the shows, and I would take a licensing fee, which would be a certain percentage of the show's profits. So if Disney has a scenario like that, then those shows will continue to make money for Disney without Disney having to pay a penny. Disney wouldn't have to pay a penny. The shows would still be making them money, and Disney would still retain technical ownership of the shows. So, to me, that is the likely scenario of what a company looking at this from a business perspective would do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they may put in a clause or something that says they can't be shown in.
Yes. What?
Callie,
that way, if they make it, they get money. If they don't make it, they don't lose anything. And I don't know about anybody else, but Spins, don't you agree that ABC really wants to get out of the soap genre? I mean,
I think they clearly just want out of the soap genre. But I also look at a company like Disney, and I know they're not stupid.
Yeah,
if there is any money yet left to be made in soaps, they'll be happy to make that. By, you know, creating a situation where they're not putting the cash out to produce these shows, but they're getting residual money from licensing them.
Exactly.
That makes the most sense to me from a business standpoint.
I don't think they want
them
to go.
Well, and I see we didn't go away, and they thought we would. We were told within 2 weeks we would be gone. We would give up, we would walk away. And, you know, we're going on our third month now, and we're not going away. And I've already told my movement, you guys can all leave. I guarantee the day that AMC goes away, if you want to go away, I understand. But I'm not going anywhere, because just because it's not on ABC when I turn on my TV that day doesn't mean that I won't be watching it on a cable provider, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road. I will never give up trying to get my soap.
Exactly.
I never.
I just want to say that we are not live streaming anymore. The show ended. So So if you want to call back, if you want to call in, you can because it's so liberal. But Ladies on Radio is having a show right now.
Right now?
Yes. Because I co-host Ladies on Radio for anyone that doesn't know. I co-host Ladies on Radio. I'm a big Ladies on fan. And so,
yeah.
I don't really
me
care.
Too. So.
Yeah,
So we're not on the radio anymore. We're just on the phone together.
Yeah,
because
it's not streaming live anymore. Yeah.
But can people hear us that aren't on the on the phone with us?
Well,
I'm a liaison.
Unless they play it back, listen to it later, then we could be heard.
Oh, you know what? That's
live.
Right, because I heard you guys talking. Once it stopped live, I was sitting laughing because you guys were just having a good old time with the last time I was listening.
Just
fighting back and forth about all the different things going on with the soaps. And I listened to you, I think, for an hour. I was just dying laughing.
That's what can get. You
know? Yeah. You know, you can
there won't be anything to argue about anymore once they're gone.
Oh, yes.
Now, here you go. Here's one thing I wish I could have said live. If not one of us can say gone. We have to say we're not going anywhere.
I know. I'm still not – I'm not saying gone. I'm still – even today I brought up at work. I was at work because summer school started, and I was saying to somebody, I should get into the telenovelas. Even though I don't speak Spanish, maybe I could learn from them because I'm hearing those are really good. And I was saying –
yeah, but you know
what?
The
stuff that
I
love are
– I wouldn't look at them. They're only one season. And they change characters every season. So you would like Erica Kane being Erica Kane this year and being like freaking Kendall the next year or something. I don't know. It's very bizarre.
I just heard that I heard really good things about
him.
I think it's because of the sexy guys is what you're hearing about.
Maybe.
This is the best show to call in. I love this show.
Sometimes we can get in a little bit heated arguments, but it's okay. At the end of the day, it's just a damn soap opera, and we apologize to each other, you know?
Yeah, I have to. I mean, we are The View.
Let me say this in a good way.
I'm going.
Think about this, though. Think about how many of us sit and watch our soaps alone and
know
the TV and tell people, Sonny, what are you an idiot? If you do that, Christina will never talk to you again. And instead of doing that, now we have technology where we can do it with a whole bunch of people together. I mean,
I love my soap.
I love Spick Spinelli because he loves Spinelli.
I know.
And I love what they did with him.
Spick Spinelli, what do you think about Spinelli right now?
Oh,
I'm loving
gosh,
it. I have my show on hold. I'll tell you how big of a soap fan I'm looking at Sonny staring, at Alexis. They're in the heated argument, and I've had it on pause for like an hour, I guess, and I'm mute. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm telling you, when he said, how do you open this thing? Where's the, to the computer? Where's the thing? How do you open? And I thought he was going to break out laughing. Looking at his face, I thought any minute
I want Spinelli
he would
back.
Just start laughing.
I want Spinelli back, too. I'm sorry, Jason. Spinelli?
Yeah.
Come on, Max even said to him.
You guys, I never see Cliffhanger Fridays. I wait until the next week because I cannot deal with it. And so I haven't seen the whole thing from last week.
It's totally his character
from
his daydream character that he dreams about in the black and
white
character.
All I can say.
You know what they're doing, though.
Come to life.
What
are they doing?
You guys know what they're doing? They are taking, because of this ABC boycott, we're not buying the book either. They are taking his character from the book because this dream sequence is who he is in the book. And they're taking the character that's in the book to get us excited about who this character is.
Hey.
And you watch. They're going to start showing commercials of his book again.
I'm sure that they will.
And
try
to get people to buy the book.
I just want to say, because I will say this on Monday and next Friday, I want to say that I fucking hate Lisa. Lisa needs to go down, stand right shooting my man, and she needs to, you know, end up dead for this. I'm sorry. It's unforgivable what she did. You know, Max, I mean, Spinelli was braver. Step in front of Maxie. But Maxie, you should have been shot, because having my husband shot.
Oh,
is
they
not
would not have been shot. Okay.
Oh, I was dying when he got shot. I thought, if they kill Spinelli off, I swear to God, I will never watch this soap again.
Yeah, I know, I know. I was just like, oh, come on. You could tell Steve and everybody wanted to work on him, but Lisa would not let anybody touch him. And he's dying there, bleeding to death.
Lisa's gone.
She's only
she's
in
on
a
new Chris Pine show.
She's only
I would
in a
doubt she just
track.
Got on another show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on a Chris Pine
show. I want to say that my love. My love
Sorry.
For Spinelli is great, but I just want to say that, Jason, I love you for caring about your little friend, because he was the only one when Dante and Luckless, yes, Lucky, was saying, oh no, there's no way he will be sad or whatever. You know, there's no way he really hurt. Jason was the only one that fucking cared outside about Spinelli. So, you know, it made me mad, you know. I hate Dante more now, and I hate Lucky now. And Mac said to Jason, go in. You know, Mac told Jason.
He said, do anything that you possibly can. He didn't care what he did, as long as he saved them. That's all he cared about.
Exactly.
So.
And,
yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, I never get sick of Jason playing the hero. I will watch it 1,000 times. And, you know, when he's being a hero to Spinelli, I'm happy.
Well, I hope the hell they give Max a love life sometime, you know, in the next year or so would be really nice. That poor guy, I mean.
Oh, I know, Mac. I know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with Mac.
There was a rumor that
they
said that they
want to
bring Felicia back. They said because of the new writing and all that, they're going to try to go back to old school GH.
I miss old school GH.
Because Leslie Charleston said when she found out that Bob Guza was fired, she was like, well, hopefully this is a good change for General Hospital, and that some of the vets that are still on the show are hoping that, you know, the new writers will bring back the Quartermains and the Cassadines and the Scorpios and bring back characters that people have missed. And she said she knows that everybody wants the Nurses Ball back.
The
Nurses Ball come back.
What they should do with the Nurses Ball is put the Nurses Ball with the charity.
I want Stuart Damon. I want Stuart
Damon.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
There's this one show I watch, Dexter, and in Dexter, his father's dead on the show, but the actor is a regular on the show, and he comes back. Somebody had brought this up on the radio, that he comes back as like a thought in his mind, like not a spirit or a ghost, but like just his mind, in Dexter's mind.
Wasn't Stuart a riot when he was Tracy's ghost?
Oh my God.
Have you guys ever seen a show called Providence?
Yeah. I've seen Providence.
Okay, remember how the day that it started, Mom got killed at the wedding?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And she's there
every
single
Providence.
Day.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
that was
Mom.
That was Mom.
I want to go on Liaison radio.
Oh, okay.
I know. So do I.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
in the chat room.
Callie, you want to go on there?
I'm
going to get off here. I'm going to go on there. There's 19 minutes left. So I'm going to call in.
I don't know what
I'm
going to
go in there right now. I'm going to hang up right now, okay?
What? Okay, look up Liaison radio and Crabbleton number. Yes.
Callie. Thank you very much. I love your show.
We love having you all on the show too. It makes it more fun and believe me, first started.
I'm a regular.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank God.
And you love Liz and Jason, right? You're Liz and Jason. It wouldn't matter if you were or not, but
No.
Anybody could call on the show, no matter what couple you like. So, yeah. Okay.
Let me leave you with this thought, Carly, because I know you want to go over there. Some of us in the Spinelli fan base are speculating if Spinelli does end up having dissociative identity disorder with this Jackal character. We're wondering now if Spinelli himself might be an alter. Wouldn't that be a great
twist?
Oh my gosh.
Do you know we talked about that in the very beginning? Because if you remember, there are a couple of times that he acted normal.
And when he was at home,
he acted very normal. He was Damien.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And then I can't remember. He went to an event. What was it? It was at the casino.
Haunted Star.
Haunted Star. And he acted like, oh my God, I just wanted to eat him up. He was in that suit, that tux. And he was acting like the Italian gentleman almost. We talked about if he really had DID and that this was one of the personalities and that they would play it off later. But I think that ABC is using it for the book because I think their book, as much as I want to buy his book, I won't. And I think because they're trying to use this character from the book and to get us to buy more books. I bet money on that.
Interestingly enough, the word Spinelli has trended on Twitter during General Hospital for four times in the last week. So that spins,
S-P-I-N-S, spins. Is Spin. The other one I'm seeing for Spinelli. Yeah, Spin.
Oh, is that
so they don't have to write out all of Spinelli. They're doing Spins.
Spins. I do that a lot of times.
In another campaign we are working on, my own private campaign, we need to get Bradford back on the show. That's the other campaign, though.
Hopefully now that it's widely known that he's been trending on Twitter, and not many other characters have ever done that. I think Maxi trended with Spinelli in the U.S. last Friday, but only Spinelli trended worldwide.
Wow.
Are you talking about bringing back?
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
I think Elizabeth, they had Elizabeth Weber when Rebecca came back. The day that she's been like the character itself has been on Twitter. It's been trendy. It was trendy when the announcement of Rebecca being fired from General Hospital. Then when she was rehired from, they had Rebecca/Elizabeth GH. Then it was again back in around the whole Jake storyline. It was so Elizabeth Weber has been trendy on Twitter for five times this year. So far.
Well, who are you talking
that's
about
great.
Bringing back, though? Who is
that?
I can't hear
his name. Is that you, Tanya? Is that you? Who do we have on the show? I mean, that. Oh, Candace. Okay. Yeah.
I have my voice there because I miss talking to you guys, and I really wanted to talk to you guys after the Emmys, like when you had the Emmy show.
I want to bring that up on the next show because Wayne Brady pissed me off. You know, I was so pissed off.
I lost my voice because of me screaming at the Emmys. Is that really bad?
I thought he did great when he said, "I didn't write this crap." I thought that was a great thing for him to say.
I had mixed feelings about that. I had mixed feelings about Wayne Brady hosting the Emmys because it was like, to John Light and As Well Turns fans, it was like a slap in the face considering that he replaced John Light with Let's Make a Deal. But I did like how he said, next year I'll be hosting Let's Make a Deal from the back of my car. Yes.
Yes.
Rating for Let's Make a Deal has not been great, and CBS has, like, I guess, has finally figured out, oh, damn, my bad. So you would think, and, like, all the downright Nets long-term fans, like, I just want to let you guys know this too, little behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, downright and Nets long-term fans, like, when the announcement came out about All My Children, One Life to Live, everybody on Downlight and Ask World Turns was trying to get, as you know, their Downlight and Ask World Turns on OWN. That sadly didn't work, you know, and some people were still mourning the loss, you know, but, you know, we have to continue. We have to brave on. So everybody and, like, was like, you know what, we got to save the soap. Well, the funny thing was somebody had said, well, you would think ABC would see what happened over on CBS as an example of what happens when you cancel two iconic shows and replace them with mess. That's basically what it was, mess. Because the ratings aren't good. I mean, the talk somehow, some way survived. Don't know how. I'm not watching it.
Oh, because the host is Les Moonves' wife. That's how the talk survived.
Yeah, I mean, but with the talk, it's like, all right, my whole thing is that now with what's going on over ABC and stuff like that, like, I guess they're going to keep General Hospital on at 3 o'clock because most markets is on 3 o'clock.
No. Nope. No, General Hospital is gone. General Hospital is gone.
You know what? I'm not going to say so right now.
But listen to me. Listen to me. If it leaves ABC, just like I said earlier, this is not a big deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just because ABC doesn't want to host it anymore doesn't mean that we won't have it. It will follow All My Children, One Life to Live, but it is gone from ABC. And if you try to kind of put that in the back of your brain, now when it comes, it won't hurt so hard because it's going to happen. ABC does not want to be a soap genre.
I know.
Let me ask you, why ABC has not been hosting the daytime Emmy stuff, why they signed off of it?
ABC hasn't done it for years. I can't even remember the last time ABC did it.
They did it for three years because here's the thing, like, a lot of people said, like, the year that ABC and CBS didn't host it, technically speaking, CBS did host it when it was on the CW. CW is half owned by CBS.
There's an interesting thing. If you guys really want to know about that, I can give you some insider on that. Go to We Love Soaps, the website. Okay. Go to the July 29th, 2009 article with Jim Romanovich. It's very long, but oh my God, it's amazing. And he is the one who produced it and directed on CW.
Yeah.
And he explains everything about the Emmys, why he did it that way, what happened with ABC, what happened with CBS. I mean, he explains everything. And that was why in the beginning I liked Jim Romanovich. And then I kind of got where Jim Romanovich was going, and I don't want him to rip open my soaps and try and shove them on the day.
Okay.
And that's why.
I agree.
Yeah, you guys,
right,
I do want to get over to Raison for the last 10 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes,
well,
call me on
the
Raison Radio.
Good night.
Bye,
Carly.
Thank you very much.
Bye,
everyone.